this is what we do. We bring you these motivations to motivate you to not only hear, but to go and do the same. The Great Commission, the Great Command. And so my privilege this morning to bring into your household, wherever you are, a missionary, somebody who's got a passion for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let me start right at the beginning. I've got a dear sister in the Lord. She loves the Lord passionately. We've got a saying here at Radio Pulpit, somebody is watching and somebody is listening. Now, I know that this person is forever watching on Facebook, on social media, is forever listening, who is unashamed to proclaim that Jesus is God. I'm talking about Nicolette Steele, a dear sister in the Middle East. And she came to me, she said, you know what? There's somebody that I've got such great respect for. Her name and his name is Peter and Jenny Hall. They are both of them missionaries and unashamedly proclaiming the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so somebody watched you, somebody listened, and, well, Radio Pulpit is watching and listening together with 400,000 people. Jenny Hall, good morning. How are you keeping on this beautiful, beautiful Monday morning?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Jenny,
it's a beautiful morning here in the Eastern Cape.
Yeah, we are grateful to the Lord. Brand new day. Jenny, why I'm inclined to speak to you and chat to you this morning, it's God has no except of the person. When he calls one, he calls everyone. Luke 10:2 says, great is the harvest and few are the harvest field workers. You are one of the you and Peter are one of those harvest field workers. In fact, Nicolette had spoken so highly of you. But you didn't come in this world as harvest field workers. Where did the Lord Jesus become your master, your shepherd, your savior, your redeemer? Would you care to take me back to that day?
Yeah, sure. That was, I was about 10 or 11, in a dusty playground of a school, in a junior school in Zimbabwe, in Harare. And we used to have weekly meetings with Scripture Union. And a verse, Revelation 20, verse 3, Jesus comes to the door and knocks. And I thought to myself, hang on a minute, if I don't open that door, what's going to happen? And there, as a young child, 10 or 11 years old, I then gave my life to Christ.
Revelations 20 and verse 3. I've said to somebody last week, isn't it amazing? It is on record that Billy Graham gave his life to the Lord at the age of 4. And what a wonderful privilege we have to testify. This is what the Lord Jesus had done for me. But being a Christian is not easy. In fact, we've spoken about it this morning in our Daybreak devotion. Sometimes we struggle to hear the word of the Lord. Is it God's word? Is it the soul destroyer? Is it my own thoughts? How would you know that the Lord has called you? Even at the young age of 11, how did you get to know the Lord Jesus Christ to where you are today?
Well, I walked a journey with people and I was involved in, I just got involved in as many Christian functions as I possibly could. And it was, just getting deeper and deeper with the Lord. And eventually, the Father said to me, long time on, and the Lord said, there's more. And I kept on asking him, what do you mean, Lord? What is more? And I could clearly hear him speaking to me. It was one of those moments where my heart was yearning out and he really, really spoke deep inside of me. And that was in 2007, so there was a long journey, but I was walking with wonderful people of the Lord all the way along the line and just knowing that Jesus is my Savior and he's in control of my life, and if I keep focused on him, I just keep walking.
Well, that faithful morning in church when the Lord spoke to your heart, Isaiah 6:8, there is more. But you believe in the power of prayer, Jenny, don't you? Ever since a young age, prayer non-negotiable?
Absolutely. Prayers are non-negotiable in any aspect of our walk with life. Peter and I crave the covering of prayer over us, as well as praying for people, and as well as speaking to the Lord and asking him, what are we to do? Where do you want to direct us, so that we are walking in his will and not doing something out of our flesh? That's very important to us.
The Lord has blessed you with a soulmate, Peter, and he's also a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe.
Yes, very definitely, passionately.
All right. And in 2007, the Lord came to you. I mean, the Lord said to you, it's more than just going to church and praying. If you love people, the Great Commission, the Great Command. Tell me about that love for people, because you deal with people. It's messy, Jenny. It's hard. I'm not even talking about cultural differences and people in other countries. I'm just talking about family, the in-laws, the other laws, any laws. How did the Lord change it for you?
Well, he spoke to us and through starting out with Angus Buchan, Angus.
Yeah, yeah.
And I read his I read his biography, and was so enthralled by his biography, and I was reading it, and I was working away from home at the time on a mine, and when I came home, I said, I can't read this book by myself. You've got to read this book with me. And we both sat there and read this book, and our hearts just went out, and I said, I've got to do more. I just feel I have to do more. And I've always felt for the underdog, for people who don't have everything that they need. But I also see that I can't be just giving out stuff and doing good deeds like that. It's helping people to help themselves. And so the passion goes out to whoever needs help and being in that situation and finding a way to help them in their situation. And that's how I came to do the work that I was doing.
Well, unbeknownst to you, the Lord has been prepping you and Peter for a good solid 5 years until that came into full bloom. Tell me about it, because after 5 years, the Lord is doing some amazing things in your life. Take me through that process.
So then, the Lord said to me, it's time, and he spoke to me through the Great Commission, Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20, and he said, it's now time, and this was 2012. And then I stepped out, and I connected through a course called Kairos, which was the most incredible course that Peter and I were able to do together. And we learned together there about the difference between unsaved and unreached. And it just fired up our hearts to reach out into more people groups, not only locally, but anywhere that the Lord was prepared to send us. And I started to work in the townships and in the informal settlements all around Johannesburg, going in there, and I was working with ladies predominantly and helping them to find ways to earn, I called it bread and milk money, really, to just help them to feed their families, put something on the table while their husbands were at work. And it developed into a ministry of discipling, taking people through discipleship and having the privilege of being able to help them to deepen their relationship with Jesus. And Peter went alongside pastors and encouraged them. And then Peter got called also into the Middle East.
Jen, I'm listening to you, and I'm blown away. We nowadays, looking at the statistics in our country, the crime statistics, people are afraid to go out of their houses, let alone going into informal settlements, let alone going into townships and help women with children to earn bread and milk money. What did you say to the Lord when the Lord says, Jen, this is what I want you to do, my girl?
You know, my first step out to join somebody in one of the informal settlements, the Lord called me and partnered me with somebody to do my discipleship in an informal settlement. And I stepped on that ground and I felt, this is where the Lord wants me. This is where he wants me to work. And it was just an incredible feeling, and just knowing that I was in his will. And it's just one of those things that you know it's him. And then I said to Peter, you need to come with me so that you can see where I'm working. So when I tell you about what we're doing and the things we're doing, you know, you're familiar. Well, Peter came with me one Monday night, and that was it. He was sold. He came back every Monday night after that, and we were able to minister together. And he has a saying that it took him from haste to cap to cap to haste to. It's one of his sayings that now we're doing more. Yeah. We're not just going to church. We are actually going out of the church, taking the church out into the community and making a difference in people's lives and communities.
Jen, not only locally, but also internationally, I'm thinking of Isaiah 58, where the Lord speaks to us, helping the widow, helping the orphan, helping the unsaved, the unreached. Tell me about that. I mean, you must have seen some mind-blowing things in your life thus far.
I've been privileged to see some amazing things in the SADC region that I've been into. Peter has been in the Middle East and has seen how the Lord works, even in environments where technically he's not supposed to be there, but he's there. And his work is the Lord's work in those areas has been carried out by amazing people from different walks of life, from different countries, and it's speaking into people's lives. Even in the country that is close to hearing the word of the Lord.
I want you to do me a favor. We are told 400,000 people are listening to this program as you and I are speaking. We recently started our online radio stations as well, Hartklank and Jikilele. So there are many, many people. I know there are people from the Middle East listening to you right now. In fact, there's a church in the Middle East that have been praying for you. The Good News Church and friends have been praying for this interview and this radio chat this morning. But there are many people who feel, the only thing I'm doing at the moment is going to church, praying in my prayer closet, and I'm at home. I want to become a missionary like Jenny and Peter. Take me through the steps. Take me through prayer. Take me through the word of the Lord. Take me through that preparation period. I mean, the Lord took Paul into the desert, didn't he, to prepare him. Take me through the process of going to the unreached and the unsaved. So many people listening to you this morning and saying, well, if the Lord is doing it for Peter and Jenny, surely he can do it for me. What would you say to those listening to you right now?
I would say that pray and ask the Lord. The Lord speaks, and he has spoken to so many people who've gone out there and done amazing things in his name. And it's for us to hear that still small voice. So when we go into Acts 1 verse 8, we know there that Jesus said that the Father would send the Helper, and he says, you receive power and the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, which is our closest environment, our work in Judea, which is a little bit further out, in Samaria, which is a bit further, and to the ends of the earth, which means that whatever the Lord is calling you to do, and if you're listening and your heart is to go out and share the gospel, no matter who it is to, the Lord will speak to you. He will bring people across your path as well. If you're praying and you're asking, and you can go into your churches and ask your pastors for and priests and elders for direction, which is what I did. And then I partnered eventually with a missions organization which goes out to unreached and unsaved people. And that's where they can place you into places. They do training, they place you. But even without that, my preparation time was 5 years, and that was a period of from 2008 to 2013. And the Lord worked in me during those times, and I read biographies of evangelists. I read how people had gone into places that we're not supposed to really go into because Jesus isn't welcome there, but you get in, because he orchestrates a way. But it's that heart feeling, that prayer from your praying and hearing what the Lord says and just really yearning with him for the hearts and the souls of the unreached and the unsaved. And the Lord will take you into the place where you will be best fitted, because not all of us are meant to go into the faraway places necessarily. We are okay to do some work here at home amongst the unsaved people. There are huge communities of people from other countries in our communities that are unreached people, that we can work with those communities and go out to them. But the Lord speaks, and if we hear him through the prayer, through the guiding of the word of the Lord, then we know that we're in the right space for him, because we don't want to be in the flesh. We want to be guided by him.
Jen, bless your heart. You would not believe it. 20 minutes gone down the tubes. It was such a privilege to speak to you. I can just imagine. I love the fact that you call Peter and say, come and read this biography with me. Come and see where I'm working. And the Lord said he's hard on fire as well. And now you're both well-known missionaries, not just in South Africa. People are watching and listening, but also overseas, everywhere you go. May the Lord, wherever you tread, where your feet are, may the Lord give you that ground, the souls that so desperately in need of the truth, the gospel of our Lord and Savior. Before I greet you, Jen, when you walk into heaven's gates, your first words to our Redeemer, what would you say?
Love you, Lord.
Love you, Lord. Love you so much. Thank you for Calvary. Jenny Hall, bless your heart. Regards to Peter. And don't forget, there's always somebody listening, somebody watching. Thank you for sharing your testimony this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.